हरे कृष्णा। स्टे अवेयर ऑफ योर ट्रिगर्स एंड स्टे अवे फ्रॉम देम। सपोज अ पर्सन इज अ रिकवरिंग अल्कोहलिक, से हियर इज देयर होम एंड हियर इज देयर ऑफिस, एंड अलोंग द वे देयर इज अ बार विच दे हैव फ्रिक्वेंटेड रिपीटेडली एंड दे सकम्ब टू अल्कोहलिज्म देयर इन दैट एनवायरमेंट, इन दैट एसोसिएशन। नाउ द साइट ऑफ दैट बार विल बी अ ट्रिगर फॉर देम। ट्रिगर रेफर्स टू समथिंग विच स्टिम्युलेट्स, विच किंडल्स, विच एक्टिवेट्स इमोशन विद इन अस। सो अ ट्रिगर इज वॉट कॉजेस इन अ गन अ बुलेट टू बी शॉट। सो द ट्रिगर इज नॉट देयर, द गन इज देयर इनसाइड द बुलेट, बट इट विल नॉट गो आउट एंड हिट द अदर पर्सन। सिमिलरली देर मे बी डिजायर्स इन आर हार्ट विच वी हैव नॉट येट गॉट रिड ऑफ, वी आर नॉट येट बिकम फ्रीड फ्रॉम दोज डिजायर्स, बट दोज डिजायर्स आर इनसाइड, दे विल नॉट हार्म अस अनलेस दे कम आउट एंड दे आर। सो देन वॉट मेक्स देम कम आउट इज ऑफन द ट्रिगर। सो द ट्रिगर वेन प्रेस कॉज द बुलेट टू कम आउट लाइक दैट, द एक्सटर्नल ट्रिगर्स दैट आर देयर, दे एक्टिवेट एंड एजिटेट द डिजायर्स विद इन अस एंड देन दे कम आउट। सो when we are trying to give up some attachments, when we are trying to resist certain temptations, we need to be aware of our triggers. Otherwise, we'll foolishly, foolhardily expose ourselves to those triggers. And we'll find ourselves irresistibly agitated and we'll relapse. So now, the alcoholic finds that just going through that environment is again and again triggering their desire, then it may well be advisable that alcoholic, instead of going by that path, may take some other path to go to the office. So, although it might be a little longer, it may actually save more time in the long run. So, what seems longer can actually save time in the long run if it protects us from unnecessary agitation and tribulation. Now, the Bhagavad Gita says that actually we need to begin the process of self-mastery against our lower desires by regulating our senses. In 3.41, it states that tasmatam indriyanya dau niyamya bharatarshabha papamanam prajahiya enam jnana vijnana nashanam tasmatam indriyanya adau. Therefore, in the beginning, control your senses. So, controlling your senses means what? We don't unnecessarily expose the senses to stimuli which will agitate the senses, which will impel within us the desire to indulge in the senses. Niyamya bharatarshabha, niyamya, regulate it. And this way, papamanam prajahiya enam. Therefore, O Arjuna, conquer this symbol of sin, jnana vijnana nashanam, that which destroys our knowledge, destroys our realization. So we need to stay aware of our triggers and we need to stay away from them, minimize our exposure to them. Of course, we don't have to be obsessively aware of our triggers. We don't have to be paranoid. Oh, from here the desire may come. No, more the best way is to actually focus on something positive, something purposeful in our life. So the most empowering purposefulness comes in our life when we connect ourselves with Krishna and learn to serve Him. By serving Him, we become not only imbued, we are not only acting with higher wisdom, but gradually the service to Krishna connects us with Him and gives us a higher taste. And thus, it is the easiest way to resist the lower lures of sensual pleasures. At the same time, while living with higher wisdom and pursuing higher taste, if the triggers are still indiscriminately triggering us, then we may still relapse. So we can, even if we resist those temptations, we will unnecessarily spend a lot of our mental energy in battling against them. So it's best to avoid the agitation whenever we can. We stay aware of our triggers, not aware in a sense of being paranoid, but aware in the sense of not unnecessarily triggering ourselves, letting ourselves get triggered. And we stay away from them as much as we can, and we stay focused and purposeful in our service to Krishna. By this, we will become absorbed, purified, and supremely satisfied, transcending all lower desires eventually. Hare Krishna.